Well, after a little time off for both sides to settle into their corners and perhaps contemplate a new strategy to break the logjam, lawmakers in Montpelier and Governor Phil Scott will meet again at the State House for a special session of the legislature. It's happening this morning, and it got us thinking about the history of special sessions in Vermont. And when questions regarding the sausage making in Montpelier come up, we turn to our veteran State House News reporter, Bob Kinzel, who's been covering the workings of the legislature since 1981. It's a segment we call Ask Bob. Bob, it's great to speak with you again.
Mitch, great to be here.
So what is the history of the special session in Vermont? How are they called? How do they function?
Well, Mitch, the issue of a special session was first addressed in Vermont's original constitution back in 1777, and that's when Vermont was an independent republic and not a state. Statehood didn't happen until 1791. And the constitution gives the governor the power, quote, to call together the General Assembly when necessary. So that's pretty open-ended. And only a governor can call a special session of the legislature. And Mitch, in the history of Vermont, there have been 25 special sessions, and they generally fall into several categories. One, for fiscal reasons like the budget deficit, and this year would fall into that category. Two, to respond to federal legislation. Three, events dealing with war. And four, natural disasters.
Well, let's dig into some of those broad categories you mentioned. First, fiscal. What are some examples of those?
There were five special sessions between 1975 and 2009 that were called specifically for financial reasons. One of my favorite quotes comes from former Governor Richard Snelling. Now, Snelling was a fiscal conservative, but he also strongly believed in a sustainable state budget. And he argued that Vermonters who relied on state services would be much better off with a consistent benefit package. So in the 1983 special session, he had to convince the Republican majorities in the House and the Senate that it was appropriate to raise taxes and not slash the budget. And he said afterwards that he was very proud that lawmakers followed his advice.
I fear for my reputation for pragmatism when I say that I think they have done pretty well in a week. For all those people who came here somehow or other sincerely and honestly convinced that you could whittle $10, $15, $20 million out of the budget, for all those people who were convinced that somehow or other in 1983 we should have attacked the budget by huge numbers, those people do have to live with change.
And remember, it was Dick Snelling who reached a deal with Democratic Speaker Ralph Wright in the 1991 regular session to implement a three-tiered state income tax increase to deal with a budget deficit that year.
Well, why were special sessions here in Vermont necessary to respond to new federal legislation?
Mitch, there are a couple of very interesting situations. In 1865, a special session was called to ratify the 13th Amendment to the federal constitution abolishing slavery. And then in the 1930s, there were special sessions held for 4 years in a row in 33, 34, 35, and 36 to enable the state of Vermont to participate in the new programs that were part of FDR's New Deal, those package of programs that greatly expanded the role of the federal government. So Vermont needed to give its approval in order to take part in programs like the huge Public Works Initiative.
Did they get that approval? Because back then, Vermont was a pretty conservative state, wasn't it?
It was, but there was a very high unemployment rate, and Vermont did give its approval to participate in those programs.
Special sessions have also been called to deal with instances of war. What brought that about?
You know, Mitch, I think the most famous was in the winter of 1861 when Vermont and Governor Fairbanks responded to President Lincoln's call for troops at the outset of the Civil War. In a telegram to the president, Fairbanks is said to have written, quote, "Vermont will do its full duty." And the state responded with thousands of volunteers for the Army, one of the highest per capita rates of any state in the Union. And then, Mitch, in 1941, there was this very interesting situation. A special session was called to consider financial problems at the University of Vermont. And during the session, which was held in mid-September, lawmakers also declared, quote, that a state of armed conflict existed with Germany. And this was done to trigger pay increases for Vermonters who were serving in the military. So Vermont acknowledged a state of war in Europe 3 months before this country formally entered World War II after Pearl Harbor.
Again, Vermont on the cutting edge of things, this little state. Now, the last major reason is to deal with unexpected disasters. Some examples of those, I mean, I can think of one, but right off the top of my head, and that's Irene, but I'm not sure there was any special session called to deal with that at all.
No, there wasn't a special session for that, but the very first special session ever called dealt with a disaster. The year was 1857. The State House burned down. So since there was no State House, the Senate met at the Washington County Courthouse, the House met at the Congregational Church in town, and they needed to make plans for a new State House in Montpelier. And a special session was called in November of 1927 after big floods hit the state, washed away homes, roads, and bridges throughout Vermont. A lot of the bridges that were built following the flood in 1927 still stand today, and that's why so many of them are in need of serious repair. They're almost 100 years old. This was also the disaster where Lieutenant Governor S. Hollister Jackson of Berry City lost his life when he was swept down a bulging river in an effort to get home that afternoon.
Well, given the very public and pretty bitter standoff right now between the governor and legislators over school funding and property tax rates, what's your sense, Bob, of how long this year's special session might last?
Mitch, to tell you the truth, I really have no idea. My guess is that lawmakers in the Scott administration are going to need some time to come up with a creative compromise that doesn't increase taxes and doesn't use a lot more one-time money. Somebody has to budge, or else state government will have to close down on July 1st, and absolutely nobody wants that to happen. So I could actually see the following scenario taking place. Right now, lawmakers are backing a 2-cent increase in the statewide property tax rate. They also want to use about $30 million in one-time money. What if they dropped the increase to 1 cent and made up the difference with more surplus money? Now, that would put the governor in the position of having to accept a small tax increase. Might he let that bill become law without his signature by saying that his only alternative was shutting down state government? And he'd say, hey, the Democrats are willing to do that, but I am not. So he swallows hard, takes the 1 cent tax increase, and then says this is going to be his major campaign issue. It's kind of a variation of the old George Aiken strategy with the Vietnam War, which was declare victory and go home.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. Now, if you have a question regarding the State House, if you'd like to ask Bob Kinzel to tackle it, send an email to news@vpr.net and put Ask Bob in the subject line. Bob, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.